This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of the hip medial approach from the approaches section on orthobullets.com. The hip medial approach is indicated for an open reduction of a congenital hip dislocation, psoas release as this approach gives excellent exposure to the psoas tendon, biopsy and treatment of tumors of the inferior portion of the femoral neck and medial aspect of the proximal femoral shaft, and obturator neurectomy. Now let's talk about the superficial and deep surgical planes. With respect to superficial, there is no superficial internervous plane as both the adductor longus and gracilis are innervated by the anterior division of the obturator nerve. Again, there is no superficial internervous plane in the hip medial approach as both the adductor longus and gracilis are innervated by the anterior division of the obturator nerve. With respect to the deep surgical plane, the internervous plane is between the adductor brevis and adductor magnus. The adductor brevis is supplied by the anterior division of the obturator nerve, and the adductor magnus has dual innervation. The adductor portion is supplied by the posterior division of the obturator nerve, and the ischial portion by the tibial portion of the sciatic nerve. So again, the adductor brevis is supplied by the anterior division of the obturator nerve, and the adductor magnus has dual innervation, where the adductor portion is supplied by the posterior division of the obturator nerve, and the ischial portion by the tibial portion of the sciatic nerve. As far as the preparation for the medial approach to the hip, patient positioning is supine with the affected hip in a flexed, abducted, and externally rotated position. As far as the approach, the incision is a longitudinal incision over the adductor longus. Begin the incision 3 centimeters below the pubic tubercle, and the length of the incision is determined by the amount of the femur that needs to be exposed. As far as superficial dissection, make sure to develop a plane between the gracilis and the adductor longus muscles. As far as deep dissection, develop a plane between the adductor brevis and adductor magnus until you feel the lesser trochanter on the floor of the wound. Make sure to protect the posterior division of the obturator nerve. Finally, isolate the psoas tendon by placing a narrow retractor above and below the lesser trochanter. As far as dangers to be aware of, the ones to know include the medial femoral circumflex artery, the anterior division of the obturator nerve, the posterior division of the obturator nerve, and the deep external pudendal artery. The medial femoral circumflex artery passes around the medial side of the distal part of the psoas tendon and is at risk in children when releasing the psoas tendon. So you must isolate the psoas tendon and cut under direct vision. As far as the anterior division of the obturator nerve, this supplies the adductor longus, adductor brevis, and gracilis in the thigh. As far as the posterior division of the obturator nerve, this lies within the substance of the obturator externus and supplies the adductor portion of the adductor magnus. Finally, the deep external pudendal artery is at risk proximally and lies anterior to the pectineus near the origin of the adductor longus. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, tenotomy of which muscle performed during an anteromedial approach for surgical reduction of a congenitally dislocated hip places the medial femoral circumflex artery at risk? And the choices are 1. Semimembranosus, 2. Biceps femoris, 3. Iliopsoas, 4. Rectus femoris, and 5. Sartorius. The correct answer to this question is 3. Iliopsoas. So Weinstein and Ponsetti suggested that the anteromedial approach provides a safe, effective way to reduce a dislocated hip in infancy. The superficial plane is between the gracilis and adductor longus. The deep plane is between the adductor brevis and adductor magnus. During this approach, the iliopsoas tendon can be released, but should be fully exposed above and below the lesser trochanter so as to not injure the medial femoral circumflex artery. And moving on to the final question, following an uneventful medial approach to the hip, the iliopsoas tendon is released. Which of the following neurovascular structures is most at risk during release of the tendon? And the choices are 1. Obturator nerve, 2. Obturator artery, 3. Femoral artery, 4. Medial femoral circumflex artery, and 5. Sciatic nerve. The correct answer to this question is 4. Medial femoral circumflex artery. So the medial approach to the hip gives excellent exposure to the insertion of the psoas tendon on the lesser trochanter. The medial femoral circumflex artery is at risk when performing a psoas release with this approach. The medial approach to the hip involves utilizing the interval between the adductor longus and gracilis, then adductor brevis and magnus, in order to arrive at the lesser trochanter, psoas tendon, and hip capsule. The medial femoral circumflex artery branches off the profundus femoris approximately 85% of the time, or the femoral artery 15% of the time, and then wraps posterior to the iliopsoas tendon before traveling posterior to the femoral neck to supply the femoral head. Gautier et al. Found from a cadaveric study on 24 hips that the medial femoral circumflex artery originated from the profundofemoris in 20 out of 24 specimens, while the origin of the medial femoral circumflex artery was the common femoral artery in 4 out of the 24 of the specimens. That's all for this review about the hip medial approach. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.